WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs your way? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once? Well, buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into building resilience, learning how to bounce back from those inevitable setbacks and come out stronger on the other side. It's not about avoiding hardship, because let's face it, life throws its fair share of curveballs. It's about equipping ourselves with the mental toughness to navigate those storms and emerge even more powerful. So, what does it really mean to be resilient? Think of it like this. Imagine a rubber band. You stretch it, pull it tight, and then let go. What happens? It snaps back into shape, right? That's resilience, the ability to adapt, overcome challenges, and keep moving forward, no matter what life throws your way. Now, building resilience isn't about being superhuman or pretending that bad stuff doesn't happen. It's about cultivating a mindset and developing habits that allow you to handle those tough times with grace and emerge stronger than before. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own resilience muscle. Firstly, accept what you can't control. This one's a biggie. We often waste energy stressing over things beyond our influence. Instead of battling the wind, learn to ride it. Focus on what you can control, your actions, your reactions, your attitude. Remember, you can't always change circumstances, but you can choose how you respond to them. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. This means embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as valuable lessons. Every obstacle overcome builds resilience and makes you stronger. Think of it like training. The harder you push yourself, the more you grow. Third, practice self-care. You wouldn't run a car on empty, right? Same goes for your mental and emotional well-being. Prioritize activities that nourish your soul, exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for building resilience. Fourth, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Lean on your support system during tough times. Share your struggles, seek advice, and remember that you're never truly alone. Sometimes just talking things through can make a world of difference. A good friend or mentor can offer invaluable perspective and support when you need it most. Finally, celebrate your successes, big and small. We often get caught up in focusing on what we haven't achieved yet, but celebrating our wins, no matter how small, is crucial for building momentum and maintaining motivation. Acknowledge your accomplishments, give yourself credit, and remember how far you've come. Think about that time when you faced a major challenge. Maybe it was a difficult project at work, a personal loss, or a health scare. How did you navigate that situation? What helped you get through it? Perhaps you realized the importance of leaning on your support system or discovered a hidden strength within yourself. Maybe you learned to embrace flexibility and adapt to changing circumstances. Whatever your experience, reflect on those moments and identify the strategies that worked for you. Those are the building blocks of your resilience, the tools you can draw upon when life throws its next curveball. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and growing stronger. Embrace the challenges, celebrate your victories, and never stop pushing yourself to become the most resilient version of yourself. All right, that's it for today. I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you build resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend who could use a little dose of resilience inspiration. See you on the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.